So related to that is a study of how you evaluate tissues. An example is a paper that I wrote a few years back looking at an analysis we did of the patients from the intergroup study 114, which was a study in which all patients with rectal cancer were treated postoperatively with chemotherapy, then radiation chemotherapy, and then more chemotherapy. And for this analysis, the good part was that there was no difference between the therapeutic interventions, so we're able to lump all of the treatment categories together. And if you looked at the number of lymph nodes that the pathologist found in the specimen, that was of great import in terms of outcome. More specifically, if you looked at patients with T3N0 disease, they were all negative, all had confirmed T3 disease. If the pathologist found 0 to 8 nodes, the outcome was far worse than the outcome for someone where the pathologist found 14 or more nodes in the specimen. And again, this difference was much bigger than the differences we see from the therapeutic intervention. What this suggests to me is that how we pick the patients at high risk may be extremely important both in defining the outcomes of the studies, but also may be extremely important in defining who we should treat and who we shouldn't treat with adjuvant therapies. And it could be that a number of patients, if you have a patient with T3N0 disease who has been really very well staged with many nodes that are negative, maybe that patient doesn't need adjuvant therapy, or at least not the same level of adjuvant therapy as they would otherwise. So the other issue that relates to this is this an issue from what the surgeon did, how good an operation the surgeon did, or is this an issue of how well and how carefully the pathologist looked at the specimen? We can't answer this definitively from that study, but if anything, it suggests that it was more of an issue of what the pathologist did. And the reason I say that is because for the patients with T3N0 disease, there was a very large effect in terms of how many nodes the pathologist found. For patients with T3N1 disease, there was a lesser effect. And for patients with T3N2 disease, there was no discernible effect, suggesting that this was a stage migration. If it was the surgeon just doing a better operation, I would expect that the largest effect would be for the patients with N2 disease. You do a better operation, a bigger operation, you cure more patients. In reality, it's probably good surgery and good pathology that counts. It's probably not just one or the other, but it looked a little bit more like pathology. As I started saying before, these are kind of simple things, things we've known for years and years. But now we're learning better how to utilize this information, and hopefully we'll be able to translate that into how we give and to whom we give adjuvant therapy.
Not to get too far off on the tangent, but of course a similar finding has been seen in colon cancer in terms of number of nodes examined. There also, do you think it's mainly the pathologist?
Well, interestingly, when you look at the colon, it does not appear to be necessarily that way. So I'm not sure the same issue holds. And obviously, from any one study, you don't know for sure. What is clear is that both for colon cancer and for rectal cancer, evaluating a large number of nodes is really important. And I must say, if we see patients at UNC and the pathologist comes back and says there are only 6 nodes in a colon specimen, we tell them to go back and relook at the specimen. The other caveat you need to be aware of is that these are all data for patients who had initial surgery. And if patients have upfront radiation and chemotherapy, it is in fact much harder to recover that large number of nodes. The nodes do shrink down after radiation. They're harder to find, so don't get too upset with your pathologist if they find 10 nodes in the post-radiation setting.
So when you have your pathologist go back and look, they usually find more nodes, and so how many?
Oh, I think it depends on the residents who's putting up the specimen. And there have been series that have looked at surgical pathology clearance of fat where people find 40, 50 nodes. In a typical pathology practice right now, those types of issues are simply too time-consuming to recover that large number of nodes. But if you can recover a goodly number. And I think the standards that most people are thinking about now is about 13 or 14 nodes as a minimal number for someone who has not already been treated with radiation.
What do we know about the prognosis and also the question of adjuvant therapy in patients who've gotten neoadjuvant, you know, chemotherapy plus radiation therapy? How do we interpret the nodes there?
So it's harder to interpret the node count in those patients. One still should be able to define nodes in those patients, but the gold standard of a minimum of 13 or 14 nodes probably doesn't apply, and you probably can have that as a reasonable standard. There have been a couple of studies that have looked at and demonstrated the increased difficulty of finding nodes in those patients.